It's time to train those management muscles. So put down those weights and pick up that pen, and welcome to Do You Even Lead, Bro?
Hello, and welcome to the final season one episode of Do You Even Lead, Bro? Podcast. I'm your host, Paulette Cervantes, and I'm really excited to close out season one for you guys today. It's been a couple weeks since our last episode, so I apologize for the delay, but I wanted to make sure to properly close us out. I'm calling season one our foundation season because I took you through basic management skills. We created structure around the basic things that you'll be facing as a manager, no matter what industry you're in. I hope you were able to take something away from our previous 12 episodes. I'm going to close you out today on episode 13, which I've been told is an unlucky number, but I figured if we were going to end on a 13, the year 2020 was the time to do it. So today, we're focusing on production versus people. If you haven't learned from me already in season one, know that I'm very passionate about people. Having the right people on your team and developing and spending the time with them that they deserve is what's going to make your business successful. And a lot of times, especially in higher level management, we get less involved with our people on the front lines and more focused on production and numbers. And even though those are really important because we are running a business at the end of the day and those numbers need to match the effort that we're putting into our people, we forget about the effort into the people first. That's the first step. You know that saying, you've got to spend money to make money. It's the same with your people. You have to put something into your people if you can expect anything out of them. We can't be blindsided by the numbers because those numbers are your customers. Those numbers are your members. And those customers and those members are being serviced by your people. So if you want to continue to have those numbers, you got to have the right people. If you take care of your people will take care of your business. They'll take care of your members and your customers. But we have to take care of them first. I like to say as much time as we spend on production, so following up with leads, creating plans to bring in more business, we need to be spending at least that same amount of time, if not more, on our people, giving them the development and the training that they need, giving them the support that they need. Numbers don't create numbers. People create numbers. So remember to keep your priorities straight when you're looking at your business. Do you have the right people? Have you invested the time in them that they deserve to get them to produce what we need to produce to have a successful business? And the last thing that I want to leave you with this season is be willing to pivot. If 2020 has taught us anything, it should be that we need to be able to pivot. We need to be able to switch directions quickly. We need to be able to be flexible. Yes, do your homework. Absolutely do your homework. Yes, have a plan. Always have a plan. But you have to be able to see what's in front of you. And you have to be flexible. Because sometimes things don't go according to plan, no matter how much homework we do. Be willing to see a different perspective and do the right thing in that situation. Sometimes I use the term tunnel vision. And that's because we have a tendency just to see our perspective. Or when we have a plan, to go in and only have the mission to do that plan. But there's things in our peripheral vision that are happening all around us that we'll miss if we're not really watching, if we're not open. Don't get lost in tunnel vision. See your business, see your team, see those individuals. We spend just as much time as work as we almost do at home. And those people that we work with, they're like our family away from our family. So shouldn't we be giving them the same respect and the same care that we would give our family? Because we're one team and we're in this together. And as the leader, you are going to be the turning point and you are going to be the first person to lead that mission, to lead that culture. That means you have to make the first move. There's two different types of people in this world. And I talk about this a lot when I'm talking about trust. And that is, one person trusts people until they show them a reason not to trust them. and the other doesn't trust anybody until they show them that they can be trusted. As the leader, even if you fall into that latter category, you have to be willing to go outside your comfort zone and trust people until they show you that they're not worth being trusted. You have to lead. Each leader is responsible for the culture within their team. So as a leader, you have to be ready to take the first step and guide your team towards the direction you want them to go. One of the things that I've always said is important to me is when I go into a club, I want people to smile and be happy that I'm there because they know I'm there to help them and support them. Even if we have to have tough conversations, even if we have to talk about accountability, they know at the end of the day, I really care about them. I care about their success and I care about their contribution to the team. I'm like a parent. Each member of my team is like my children and I should want them to be successful. But that means I also have to put in the work to help get them there. And your team will know that and see that. So do you want people to smile when you're coming in? Or do you want frantic panic and people rushing around their location, getting things in order just for you to be able to do a visit? And the team is nervous or stressed to see you. That's not ideal at all. The choice is yours. You know, in the fitness industry, the dumbbells don't lift themselves. It's the person who's made the decision and made the commitment to get into that club and get that workout in that lifts the dumbbells. We just need that same level of commitment from our team towards our business. Thanks so much, guys, for joining me in season one. I've really had a blast, and I've been very grateful to have the opportunity to feed into you out there in the field. I'd love to hear from you. So if you know me personally, shoot me a text, drop me a private message, or if you don't know me personally, you can still reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram, or at Gmail at doyouevenleadbro@gmail.com. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe so you'll know when the new season and new episodes launch. We'll be taking a short break for the remainder of 2020, and I'll see you guys on the other side next year in 2021. Until then, stay strong. Keep fighting the good fight, and I'll see you on the other side. I know you can lift, but the question is, can you lead?
Thanks for tuning in to Do You Even Lead, Bro? Like what you heard? Let us know. Did you learn something? Well, then like, share, and subscribe. If you have a specific topic or idea that you'd like included, leave it in the comments. Until next time.